Monsieur le Président.
Mr. Chair, international humanitarian law and its application to emerging technologies in the area of laws is truly at the heart of the work being done in the framework of this DGE. The first guiding principle that we collectively developed and approved recalls that international humanitarian law continues to be applied fully to all weapon systems. Thus, our main objective should be to guarantee that the development and utilization of future weapon systems, including those incorporating autonomy, are in full respect for international humanitarian law as it currently exists. France and Germany have come up with specific proposals on measures which could be implemented nationally by states so as to ensure that the development and potential use of lethal autonomous weapon systems are aligned with respect for international humanitarian law. Included in these measures, in particular, we have proposed that states refrain from the implementation and development of fully autonomous laws, that is, systems acting without any form of human supervision or subordination to a chain of command, and thus able to act above and beyond the original framework of action, their use of lethal force. It is undeniable, in fact, that this type of system would provide no assurance of respecting IHL principles. Moreover, it would be profoundly contrary to the 11 guiding principles approved by the high contracting parties as part of the CCW, as well as military ethics. France has already taken its decision and would encourage all of the high contracting parties to do likewise. With respect to other weapon systems integrating a certain amount of autonomy, we think that the challenges involved are somewhat different and that states should commit themselves to implementing nationally measures aimed at supporting their development and use so as to guarantee that IHL is fully complied with. In specific terms, this means, first of all, carrying out reviews of legality as provided for by Article 36 of the First Additional Protocol to the Geneva Conventions, aimed at ensuring conformity with international law, including IHL, on the part of new weapon systems at their design phase, their development, or their acquisition. Secondly, to ensure when using these weapon systems that the human command system continues to be able to assess compliance with IHL rules and its principles, distinction, proportionality, and precaution in the framework and given the specific circumstances which are inherent to each attack. This means, in particular, maintaining human control at a sufficient level. In this respect, human command chains should continue to take critical decisions concerning the use of lethal force while continuing to be the only one responsible for the decision of deploying a weapon system based on emerging technologies in the area of laws for launching an attack and also the definition of and validation of missions entrusted to it. Thirdly, to make sure that the use of these weapon systems continues to be under the responsibility of the human command structure. This responsibility should be applied in the case of application of IHL.